This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Am I the jerk for calling out my manager for leaving us? Oh.
Like they just quit on y'all?
What's his name? What's his name?
We're going to have to figure that out.
He wants to be anonymous, but I don't care. This is a good one.
Oh, man.
You know how we make up names for these people, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
So on Facebook the other day, she said, I want to be anonymous. And so we named her Franny. And I put it up and somebody was like, you put her name in. And I'm like, no, it's not her real name.
Don't worry.
We didn't out her. It's a fake name. Even on the anonymous post, okay?
It's the Kissness Protection Program.
Come on. All right. This is what he said. He said, Allie and DZ, my manager, left us abruptly the other day and said he had an important emergency. We all said no problem, told him we would handle all the work that we all do together and to let him know if he needed anything from us.
Sure. So he didn't quit. He just left.
No.
Like, hey, y'all
got to
go.
I got an emergency. Turns out he didn't have an emergency. His friend just needed help. Was something that could have waited until after work. No one was dying. No one was hurt. And it honestly could have waited a few hours.
My buddy caught a flat tire. I've been there.
He then posted on social media that he had visited a friend and then took him out to lunch because the friend was having a bad day.
So
the next day, I called out my manager when he came in. I asked why he left us with so much work to go have lunch. And he said that I was out of line. Am I the jerk for calling out my manager for leaving us?
Dang, son. Okay. Okay. I'm
Tripping
following.
Trippin' Teddy.
Trippin' Teddy.
Is mad.
Is Teddy tripping, though? I mean, like...
Okay, you cannot call out your manager, but what kind of a manager leaves and it's not... I got an emergency. It's not even an emergency. Like, what does that mean?
What do we qualify as an emergency nowadays, though? Because who knows what kind of a bad day the friend was having, man? Maybe that's really, like, your go-to person. You are each other's. We don't know their
story.
What
if your friend is like crying hysterically and they just need someone and you race over to help them and then you go, you just need a pick me up. You need to go out to lunch.
Let me get you out of this, bro. You need to chill right now. Let's go eat.
Is that enough reason to leave work and leave all the work to all the people that have to do it?
Let's say my wife was having a bad day, whatever. I would leave work for my wife if she was like, hey, I need you right now.
Yes.
That's my wife, though.
And then I find out later that Aaron was really just bummed out about something that could have waited, but you just wanted to be there for her.
But I'd go. That's more important than work. That's more important than anything else I got to do in my day, right? Me and her's bond will transcend anything. So if this were to happen with me and her, that's one thing. But I'm married to her. I made a life commitment to her. She is my ride or die. I am her ride or die.
Yeah.
I don't know about Trippin' Teddy's boss, right? Because... Yeah. See, I don't want to say that's not your person, but y'all aren't married, y'all aren't partners.
What if Teddy's boss was just doing the right thing and helping out a friend? He just left work because somebody needed him.
Sounds like work was busy and he wasn't
like
trying to be at work.
Teddy's boss is a good friend. However, do you leave no matter what and leave all the work with everybody else because a friend? I mean, you know how many times I have issues?
How many friends go through stuff where I'm like, oh, I got to leave work. Hey, I'm going to go help you out. If you're a good person, you're going to always feel compelled to have to leave and go help these people.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
You the jerk for calling out your manager for leaving?
But you're the boss, right? If you leave the team in place, right?
That's why Teddy would be a jerk here, because it's not his place to call out his manager, no matter what your manager does. Your manager gets to, unfortunately, do whatever they want.
And the manager wouldn't have left uncomfortable, right? They wouldn't have just dipped knowing that y'all were going to be in a bad spot. They left left because they thought y'all was the A-team.
They knew you could handle all the extra work, Teddy.
Realistically, that's kind of where I'm leaning towards. Yes, does it suck that they just up and left on you? Mm-hmm. But it was them being a good person, though.
To somebody else when your team needs you.
I just want to know what the friend was going through that made it feel so imperative to leave, because Teddy's saying it could have waited till later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever Teddy
Somebody
knows.
Said, I would take off to talk a friend off the ledge. You don't have to explain what your emergency is. We don't know if the friend was on the ledge, though. We just know his friend was having a bad day and the guy left.
We really don't know what kind of level it was, man, but
felt heavy
enough to leave, right?
Well, texts are coming in at 414-533-1037. Somebody said, this is Fred in Franklin, jerk, could have been AA NA or other mental health crisis, and the manager could be the main contact for his friend. Manager doesn't owe an explanation, but could help the situation by going above and beyond and thanking the team he left behind for picking up the work.
I hear you, but at the same time, we can't assume that that's what happened without it
we
being
don't know.
Said. Teddy said that whatever it was could have waited until later. I'm sure Teddy don't want to put nobody's business out there like that, but they are saying it could have waited until later.
Somebody said jerk. Definitely the jerk. Work is not as important as your own mental health and people in your life. That friend could be gone tomorrow. It was a half day of work. Who cares?
Teddy.
Teddy
and the
cares.
Rest of the staff, because they done complained about it, clearly.
You don't know why they left.
And why didn't Teddy just go to HR? If you felt some type of way about it, you could have just reported him.
Amanda,
why you couldn't? Nah, man, you setting yourself up. Man.
Amanda in West Dallas texted in, said, he is the jerk. The manager has the management job for a reason, and this kid should probably just respect that, or he's going to end up with all the work and never be the boss for the rest of his life. Right, but at what point does the manager take advantage? And now we start going, hold on. I agree. The manager can leave and do what they want, and it's not on you. They're in charge. That being said,
how many friends are going to be in a crisis?
How many times can the manager leave work? And what if it really wasn't what if the manager just wanted to go have margaritas on a Tuesday?
And he saw saw the workload and said, hey, my boy, I need you to fake a emergency. You feel me? Plan C,
I mean. All right, 414-533-1037.
What I will say is that I do respect that they at least approach the manager person to person. Mm-hmm. That makes it not the jerk to me, because you said your piece. You expressed the way you felt.
You did.
You said it. I mean, and you said it with your chest, bro. You 10 toes on that. That can make it not the jerk for me. Respect you for being honest. You're not going to advance in life by just stopping and shutting up.
But you're also not going to advance by going off on your boss either.
And that's true. That's true.
The manager doesn't owe an explanation. Why is the boss friends on social media? I don't know. No, you guys are asking way too many questions now.
We live in the modern era. LinkedIn and social media. We don't know, man.
And now somebody's saying, not the jerk. As a manager, you're in a role of respect. Why did it need to be posted on social media?
I don't know. Teddy's tripping, but is he the jerk?
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we called him. Trippin' Teddy wants to know if he's the jerk for calling out his manager for leaving. They were busy. The manager said he had an emergency, said, you guys got this, leaves him with all the work, but then they find out he was visiting a friend, took him to lunch, and but no one was dying or hurt, and he feels like the manager should have waited to go help the friend.
As far as we know, the friend was only having a bad day.
Yeah.
Not no ledge type of thing, but like just having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You never know. I've had bad days, too. And sometimes they're closer to the ledge than others.
That's true. Leah's in Greenfield, actually, on 7. I'm going to start with her first this morning. Hi, Leah.
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Which way are you going, jerk or not the jerk, for calling out your manager for leaving?
Definitely not the jerk. You're the manager, not the owner, especially in some businesses. You can't just get up and leave.
That's a valid point.
Too, just like your employees.
That they are not the owner.
Oh, so you're saying Teddy's not the jerk for calling out his manager, about it.
Technically an employee too.
Yes.
Just because they got more responsibility and more role, they've got more responsibility and more role.
This is such a tricky thing though. You want to call out managers or people above you for not doing their job, but at the same time, there's a line of disrespect and how to go about that, you know?
Because of the chain of command.
You don't know how he came at the manager though. True. He could have said it very respectfully, like, hey, like you shouldn't have left. Like, you left us with all the work to go have lunch.
We feel slighted. Like, you said it was an emergency, yet y'all are at Outback. Like, I heard.
Oh,
okay.
Man. All right.
She kicks it off. I actually agree, man. I don't want to do that.
She's saying not the jerk. All right, Leah, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Awesome. No problem. Me too, guys.
Okay, that was the opposite of the way the texts were going.
And a great point. He is not the owner. They are not the owner. Trip and Teddy's boss or whatever is just the boss. Oh. Maybe they got more tenure. Sure, they're higher on a totem pole, bro, but they're not the tip.
Sign your names when you text in to 414-533-1037. Somebody said HR manager here, not the jerk. If the manager wanted to deem this as an emergency, he should have kept it to himself and not posted it on social media.
Ding, ding.
Oh! Mm. If an employee of mine did that, I would definitely be having a conversation with them in my office. Going to lunch does not constitute as an emergency. Yeah, but you don't know what was going on.
What led to the lunch? Because I'm going to be honest, comforts in foods is for me. I be comfort fooding when I don't feel good.
I'm actually with the HR manager, even though I'm arguing with them on the text. Okay, let's go to Tracy in Tulsa. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, Leah said not the jerk. Yep. What do you think? Is Tripp and Teddy the jerk for calling out his manager for leaving?
I do. I think he is the jerk, yeah.
Ooh, split. All right, go ahead, explain.
Why?
Okay, first of all, coming from a management perspective,
yeah,
I feel like, first of all, you don't owe your employees an explanation, and if he's a decent enough manager, which it sounds like HR isn't on him, so this isn't happening constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I lost my train of thought.
Oh boy, uh-huh.
No, I got it. I just feel like, you know, you don't know. So, basically, we don't know if this guy is, like, on salary or if he's not. So me personally, like, I work a lot of times, like, way more than my employees, and then sometimes I cut back a little bit. So if he's like a good enough manager that HR hasn't called him in prior to this, then I feel like he deserves that opportunity. His staff can pick up the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he left because he was confident
to say that.
No, I hear what you're saying, that he knew the staff could pick up the work.
Mm-hmm.
And right, he like, left I mean, without like it. You said, it's his A team. Like, he's obviously confident.
Y'all
like,
are good.
It doesn't sound like he's got any issues going on, like, with HR, so it's not happening all the time. Like, why can't you get a break?
She says jerk, though. Tracy says jerk. All right, Tracy, thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I lose my train of thought all the time as well. I'm not going to lie.
All the time.
Terry in Milwaukee said, not the jerk, but how was the manager supposed to wait a few hours if margarita special was only during lunch?
I mean, if he's trying to catch the happy hour, you got to be there before 4 or 5 usually. You feel me?
Are savages, pun intended. And you'll know why. Yeah, Amy in Racine is last but not least because, Amy, guess what? You get to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, snap. Amy, good morning.
Oh, girl.
Good morning.
Let me read a couple texts first. Crystal in Cudahy texted in and said, hashtag, you're the jerk, not the jerk. At the end of the day, everyone's making someone else's money. Protect your peace. Just keep it personal.
Yeah, don't publicize it. Yeah, honestly, don't publicize it. I do think that this wouldn't have even happened had they not been like, taking my friend out to make him feel better.
Leah texted in and said, Leah here, I was in management also, and definitely never left and posted on social media. Yeah, that was probably where you went left on that.
You know what? You know, Trippin' Teddy's boss was comfortable. Maybe he did feel like this was an emergency, and he really was holding his friend down, because there's no way he was dumb enough to actually post on social media unless he really was like, dude, like, my friend was really in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the proof. Hey, I took him out to lunch because he was really, really down bad. Maybe.
Somebody texted in, as a barista, this is giving cafe store manager vibes, not the jerk.
Amy, good morning. Goodness gracious.
All right, which way are you going, Amy?
Tiebreaker
or
Amy?
Not the jerk?
Definitely the jerk.
Oh,
Go on.
So, I mean, I look at it like this. I would like to think that the manager is in a position of authority for a reason. I don't think he'd be an idiot to post it on Facebook or, well, or social media. I mean,
we've had bosses that we didn't like, let's be real, but I digress.
This ain't about us.
Exactly.
The way I look at it is, we all have personal time that we can use. I mean, you'd like to think he's in a position. Most jobs, you know, when you're working, you have personal time. You have, you know, time that you can use. I mean, we don't know what this friend was going through. And if I feel like if his boss was a POS, then he would have stated he's constantly doing this.
That part.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but they didn't.
They didn't post that. I mean, like, he didn't say, you know, my boss is constantly doing this. I don't think this is, like, you know, repetitive behavior. And again, we don't know what this friend was going through. I have to be honest. If a friend called me and we don't know the history, I know somebody said before that, how do we know that this wasn't like an AA thing? You know, like, how do we know that?
You don't know. They weren't having a crisis. Right. Yeah.
I just don't want to make everybody assume it was by saying so.
The
you
posting
know?
On social media right. was dumb, though. I don't know why that was necessary.
I agree with that. Yeah. I do think that if you're, you know, especially if you're friends with people on, you know, at your job. I mean, I wouldn't have made a, you know, publicity and said, hey, I took him out to lunch, you know. That's the only thing. I do think this person is a jerk. I have people that my supervisor, you know, if he calls out, he calls out. It is what it is, you know.
And you don't go, where were you, boss?
Were like, you interrogating me?
I would never.
Did you clock out when you left?
Actually, I would if they did it enough. But they would have to be doing it on a regular basis.
Enough. Enough.
Enough is the key word.
And like Amy's saying, they never said it was too much or that they do it all the time. So yeah, it might be the one-off.
Jerk.
No. Jerk for sure.
She said jerk. Thank you. Have a good day, Amy.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Michelle in Menominee Falls, though, texted in and said, not the jerk. As a former manager, honesty is the best policy. That's fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, does it actually always hold you down, though?
Oh, I had to sneeze.
Bless you, salud.
I needed to get that out so bad. That felt so good. You know when you got to get a sneeze out?
You feel it, like, tickling your nose the whole day?
Excuse me. All right, I need to do that. Sorry, I had to do it on the air.
Relief.
Oh, I feel so much better. But Michelle in Menominee Falls said that. She said, I was honest with my team, with my life, and we had the best relationships. Okay, so she's saying, have a good relationship. Be able to tell your team, I'm having a crisis, to the point where they're going to understand that it is important enough, you know.
Your manager was trusting you and also being comfortable enough to post it. Maybe there really was a crisis that we don't know about and they didn't want to express.
All right. Well, thank you guys for helping us out today. It is jerk.